So, thanks for the introduction. Hello, everyone. My name is Minkai Dong from IPAS, Shanghai Jiao Tong University, and it's my honor to be here sharing our work, Soft Updates Made Simple and Fast on Non-Volatile Memory. This work is done with my advisor, Haibo Chen. So non-volatile memory is an emerging technology that is non-volatile, better addressable with high throughput and low latency. As techniques such as NVGIM and 3D XPoint develops, NVM are becoming a promising replacement for disks. To fully utilize the features of NVM, there are several file systems designed for NVM, such as PMFS and NOAA. These systems use journaling or copy-on-write for crash consistency. However, both of these techniques require synchronized cache flushes, and the synchronized cache flushes are very expensive. So is there any other options for crash consistency? The answer is yes. We have soft updates. Soft updates is a technique for eliminating most synchronized writes in a file system. The main idea of soft updates is to leverage the page cache to store the latest metadata in DRAM and to keep the in-disk metadata consistent. And all the metadata updates are firstly done in DRAM with dependency checked. And then background writes will persist these updates to the persisted disk with the dependencies enforced. As a result, there is no synchronous disk writes in the metadata updates, and the metadata operations can be done with DRAM performance. And the metadata stored in disk are always consistent, and the metadata in the disk can be immediately used after crash without lengthy recovery. So next, I will introduce the update dependency. File system operations have dependencies. For example, when we want to allocate a new data block for inode, we need to first allocate the block in the bitmap, and then we will fill in the data to the block. And finally, we will update the pointer to the block. All these operations must be done in the correct order to guarantee the crash consistency. However, tracking and enforcing these dependencies makes the soft update complicated. Soft update delays the disk writes to eliminate the synchronized disk writes. Soft update tracks this writes in pointer level, but the disk can only be updated by blocks. It thus needs to allocate structures for each update to track the dependencies. This figure shows the structures needed for allocating a data block, which is very complex, and we have more structures for each update. And data structures like inodes are usually smaller than a block. Thus, we usually need multiple inodes in one block, causing the false sharing and leading to the cyclic dependency problem. To solve the problem, soft updates needs a technique called rolling back and forward. And the figure on the right side shows the cyclic dependency problem. Here, we have two blocks, the inode block and the directory block. And we have two dependencies. One dependency says that the inode block shall be persisted before the directory block. And the other dependency says the directory block shall be persisted before the inode block. So to solve this problem, soft updates use a rolling back and forward technique. It will, when flashing a block to disk, it will first roll back the updates to the inode 6, as shown in the example. And then it will flash the block. And finally, it will roll back the updates to the inode 6. And this procedure is very, very complex. So by reviewing these 2 points, we conclude that the core reason for the complexity is the mismatch between the pointer-based dependency tracking and the block-based interface of traditional disks. But now we have NVM. By using soft updates on NVM, we can remove all synchronized cache flushes in most metadata operations, and we can immediately use the stored metadata after the crashes without lengthy recovery. On the other hand, because NVM is fast, is better addressable and fast, we can directly write the data to the metadata to the NVM without delays, and we can design our system without false sharing so that we do not need the rolling back and forward technique. and we can simplify the dependency tracking and enforcement in the original soft update. Next, to make the soft update simple and fast, we design a NVM file system called SoupFS, which uses a hash table-based directory, the pointer-based dual views, and the semantic-aware dependency tracking and enforcement to get the best of both soft updates and NVM. Next, I will introduce the design and implementation of SoupFS, and I will introduce the evaluation and finally the conclusion. Next, I will introduce the hash table-based directory. So block-based file system usually use block-based directories. One drawback is that the variable length directories, the variable length, the entries are usually stored in blocks one by one, like an array. So this might cause cyclic dependencies and requires rolling back and forward technique, which will complicate the file system design. And another drawback is that in some file systems, the lookup of a directory requires linearly scanning the whole directory. When the directory is larger, the scanning is very slow. So SoupFS use a hash table-based directory. And the red figure shows the design of the hash table directory. For each directory, we have a hash table. We have several buckets. And each bucket contains a list of the entries. And each of the entry contains the pointer to the file name, the pointer to the inode, and the two next pointers. And these two next pointers will be introduced later. And the hash table-based directories are optimized for cache lines so that there's no false sharing and there's no cyclic dependencies. And the hash table-based directory have better more efficient access to the entries. So because there's no linear scans in most of the cases. And next, I will introduce the pointer-based dual views. So original soft updates provides dual views of the metadata. It provides the latest view in the page cache, and it provides a consistent view in the disks. Dual views is very important for eliminating synchronized writes and providing usability after crash. But now we have NVM. And the page cache is not necessary anymore. And the page cache is usually removed for performance. To preserve the dual views, one option is to keep another copy of the metadata in DRAM. But this will incur double writes to the metadata, and it uses double of the double storage overhead. And it requires unnecessary synchronizations between the metadata in DRAM and metadata in NVM. So here we have a challenge, how to present latest view efficiently. Our solution is called a pointer-based dual views. The core idea is to reuse data structures in both views and to distinguish views by different pointers and structures. And the table shows four main data structures in SoupFS, the inode, the entry, hash table, and the B-tree. For the inode, because VFS has its own presentation for the inode, so we use the VFS inode to present the latest inode data in the latest view. And we use our SoupFS inode to store the consistent data. And for the dentry, we use the two next pointers shown before. And for the hash table, we use the latest bucket in the latest view and the NVM. The bucket stored in the NVM in the consistent view. For B-trees, we simply use root pointers and the height in, stored in different inodes in different views. And here is an example. We have here we have a directory containing four files, file A, B, C, and D. And there are, the box with the light orange color shows that the data is stored in DRAM. And the box with light blue shows that the data persisted in NVM. And the blank box shows that the update is made to NVM, but without persistence guarantee, because the updates can be cached by CPU cache. And here we have a directory, we have a directory inode stored in NVM and a directory inode in VFS. And for the directory, we have buckets and two hash lists containing the four files. And the two boxes on the right bottom corner shows that so the, the two wheels logically. So next, I will show how the dual wheel works. The first operation we want to do is create a new file called E. And then we need to add the entry to the directory. We will first create the latest buckets if it doesn't exist. And then we will allocate and initialize the new dentry in NVM. And then we will insert the dentry in the latest bucket. After this, the insertion is done, but it's not persisted. And to remove an existing dentry is very simple. We just modify the latest next pointer of its previous dentry to point to the next dentry, like this. Now, both the latest wheel and the consistent wheel can be retrieved from this figure. And for the consistent wheel, we will start from the directory inode stored in NVM, and then we can get the buckets. And then we traverse the hash table, we can get the file D, and the files, and the file C, and the file B, and the file A. And this is the consistent wheel. And for the latest wheel, we consider both the data stored in DRAM and NVM. We'll start from the directory VFS inode, and then we find the directory inode stored in NVM, and we can traverse the directory. And here we can find the dentry D. And then we found that the latest bucket pointer for bucket 3 exists. So we will follow the pointer in the latest buckets. And then we get the dentry E. And then we follow the latest next pointer, we get the dentry C and dentry A. This shows how we can get the latest wheel. So when we want to persist this operation, we will first make sure that all updates in NVM are persisted. Then we will carefully and synchronously modify the in NVM data structures to persist insertions and removals. And finally, we can reclaim the removed data structures from the NVM. And by using pointer-based dual wheels, we can provide what the dual wheels can provide with no double writes and with little space overhead. Next, I will introduce the semantic aware dependency tracking and enforcement. Original SOAP updates needs complex structures to maintain the dependencies among operations. And this is because that the dependency enforcement happens in the page cache layer and the dependency tracking happens in the file system layer. And there's a semantic gap between these two layers. So after removing the page cache, SOAPFS involves semantics in dependency tracking and enforcement. We just provide semantic aware dependency tracking and enforcement. We classify the metadata operations in four categories, directory add, directory remove, and the set change and the attribute change. And we store these operation types with some complementary information such as pointers and sizes. For each inode, we maintain a list of these operations on this inode and keep a list of dirty inodes. So to enforce the dependencies, we simply traverse operation list and do the persistency according to the operation type and the recorded in complementary information. We argue that this by using the complementary information, we can know everything about the operation. So this is enough. The background. Here comes to the evaluation. First is the evaluation setup. We evaluate our system in an NVDIMM and compare our system to the PMFS NOVA, EXT4DX, and EXT4. We simulate the NVM slow write by inserting n delays after CL flush. And we use two kinds of benchmarks. For micro benchmarks, we run 100 iterations of 10,000 creates and links, make DRs and remove DRs. And we also evaluate our system using FileBench and Postmark. Here is the result of micro benchmark latency. And on the left figure shows the latency for create and link, make DR, and remove DR. For the right figure, it shows the CDF of the create operation. And here we can see that PMFS has the longest latency. because it's inefficient directory organization. And in all the tests, the OR system, SOAP-FS, achieves the lowest latency. And we also test the sensitivity to the NVMe write delays. And the left figure shows the delays, the sensitivity to NVMe write delays for create operation, and the right figure shows that for the unlink operation. We vary the delay from 0 nanosecond to 800 nanosecond. And here we can see for NOAA and PMFS, the by varying the delay from 0 nanosecond to 800 nanosecond, the latency can increase about 200%. And there's no effect on the SOAP-FS. And for postmark, and this is the result for postmark and file bench. And here we can see that the SOAP-FS improves the performance, improves the throughput by about 50%, and it performs best in all the tests. And finally, it comes to the conclusion. So soft updates is complicated due to the mismatch between the pointer-based dependency tracking and the block-based interface of traditional disks. So we design and implement SOAP-FS to show that soft updates can be made simple and fast on NVMe. So thank you, and I will take questions.
Hello again, I'm still Keith Smith from NetApp. So in the, and a similar question, so in the disk-based file system world, soft updates gives you a performance win by trading basically how fast you're consistent. So operations are no longer synchronously persistent. There's some operations that don't go to disk until a few seconds later, and that lets you get more performance. So you've got these performance comparisons to other file systems, and I'm trying to understand, can you give me some understanding how much of that is coming because you're being clever? How much of that is the synchronous versus asynchronous pushing data to NVRAM? I mean, what I'm getting at is if some other file system could just delay committing file operations, would it be as efficient as you are, or is there something you're getting from using soft updates instead of journaling or shadow paging or whatever that's particularly unique here? I realize that's a hard question. We can talk offline if it's an easier way to answer it.
Yeah, I think we can take it offline.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
So I have a question while okay. The rest of the audience is thinking of their questions. In the paper, you talk about how SoftFS is about guaranteeing these properties of the metadata, but it doesn't guarantee similar properties for user data, right?
Yes.
And I was wondering if you could say a little bit about that, whether or not the dual pointer idea, which I think is kind of clever, could be useful for persisting, for giving good properties to user data, and anyway.
SoAP-FS now only focus on the metadata consistency, and it cannot guarantee the data consistency. But in order to provide data consistency, we can use, we must use some techniques such as copy and write to carefully arrange the modifications to the data. Yeah, and I think we need to use the block level copy on, page level copy and write. And I think that will hurt the performance. And if that is necessary, we can implement that in our system. Yeah, thank you.
Hi, nice talk. Virendra Marathe from Oracle Labs. So we
do
databases.
Speak louder.
Yeah, we do databases. And if you go talk with the database person, they don't believe that file systems will give them the best performance. So they would like the ability in the file system to map files using the DAX feature in Linux, for example, in application address spaces and deal with persistence directly. we seem to lose that capability here. Do you have a DAX feature in SoupFS? And if not, have you thought about what kinds of changes it
you mean the
entails?
Interface like MMAP?
Correct. Bypassing the buffer cache.
Yeah. It shall be much faster if the application is NVM aware and it can use interface like MMAP and to maintain the persistency and the crash consistency by the application themselves. But there are still some legacy applications. They still rely on the traditional file system interfaces. So these legacy applications are the target of our file system.
Right. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.